over to Leslie Tom to do the introductions for the next part of our general session. Let's all give Leslie Tom a round of applause.
Hello? Hello? Is it on? How do we turn it on? Oh. Okay. All right. Roger can hear me. That's good. Yeah, that'll work. Today I'd like to introduce Reverend Donald Lee from First United Methodist Church here in Sacramento. It's a church that I belong to, and he will do our invocation this afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie. It's an honor to be here with you today. Folks, I invite us to be in a spirit of prayer. God of us all, we give you thanks today for your abiding presence, always with us, guiding us and strengthening us for the journeys we are on. We give thanks as your beloved children for all the ways that you work for good in our lives. As we gather today, some of us are sighted and some not. Grant that each of us can experience your blessing of seeing with our hearts, caring deeply for each other, supporting each other, and working in each other's best interest. This is your love in action, and Lord, your love knows no bounds. So long ago, Saul was busy persecuting people who did not believe as he did, part of an organized effort to diminish others. And then on the road to Damascus, he was struck blind by lightning and had to be led into the city by holding the hands of his guards. Then, Lord, he met you, and he saw you not with eyes, but with his heart and his spirit. And in that event, Saul's life and ours is changed. We remember this story, Lord, to remind us that seeing your goodness and love is not a matter of eyesight, but soul sight. And we remember also the words of the prophet Isaiah, who said that our purpose is to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, and to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. Help us, O God, to break every yoke that holds people back and to remove every barrier to joyful living. Help us, too, to trust in your mighty presence so that we might know ourselves and each person as whole and complete. Help us to live in your light, which is shining in our souls, that we might let that light shine into the world around us. And, O God, we pray your blessings on the beautiful people gathered here today and the work we do together to make this world of ours a little bit better place to live. May they be open to your courage, your strength, your peace, and your power for living. We pray this in the confidence of your amazing grace. Amen.
There we go. Thank you, Reverend Lee. We really appreciate your being here today with us. Now I have, we had some Girl Scouts earlier, but they all have left except for Andy, who is going to do the Pledge of Allegiance with us today. So if you want to stand.
Everybody is. Everybody already has the right hand over their heart, basically. Yeah. Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Andy, thank you very much. Andy's done this quite a few times in the past, as she's been growing up here with our group. So, yeah. Okay, thank you, Roger.